segregation.
Okay, group, let's move on now.
Did you get the pencil?
Two, four, six, eight.
On this day, October 22nd, in 1963, 225,000 students boycotted Chicago public schools. It became known as Freedom Day.
I think every child should have an equal opportunity to get a good education, and I think that we have should have as much freedom as any other citizen of the United States.
We as parents, I think we could do a great help if we walk in this freedom march.
I think this is one of the most wonderful demonstrations and stabs for freedom that the Negro in Chicago has ever had. We are definitely interested in the education of our children. We want quality in education, and it's the main reason why we're marching today.
What do you want? Books! Where? Now! What do you want? Books! Where? Now!
The books we get, they aren't new books. They are secondhand books, and some of the teachers have explained it to us. And we don't have enough books to go around to each student, so we have to share books.
I'm very glad to see that it's such a good turnout. I'm very much in favor of integration, and I'm sorry that Mr. Willis hasn't done more about it.
Go, go, Willis, go, now, go, 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 Willis, go.
Spring of 1963 saw the Children's Crusade in Birmingham, Alabama. That summer in August, 250,000 people made the March on Washington. And on this day in October, the Children of Chicago and civil rights organizations organized a mass boycott and demonstrations protesting the segregated public schools of Chicago. They protested the lack of textbooks and the abominable conditions of the schools that house black and Latino children. Over 225,000 students boycotted schools, and tens of thousands marched through the streets of Chicago with their parents, activists, and some supportive teachers to the Board of Education building to demand attention and the removal of Chicago Public School Superintendent Ben Willis, who many likened to the arch segregationist George Wallace. The police turned them away, but it launched the struggle to end segregation in Chicago and opened the eyes to many in our nation that segregation was not merely a Southern phenomenon. And on this day in 1919, the great African writer Doris Lessing was born in Rhodesia, in the nation that is now Zimbabwe. She was born to British colonial parents, but was a rebel from the start, never finished high school, never went to college, and became one of the greatest writers of the 20th century, chronicling the conflicts between Africans and Europeans, talking about that great cultural divide, writing these intense novels around sexuality and sensuality and the continent and the place she loved of Africa. She was banned from South Africa and banned from Rhodesia. Her novels included some of the great books like The Golden Notebook, and Canopus and Argos, this great science fiction trilogy that she wrote. She won the Nobel Prize in 2007. They said of her, she's the epicist of the female experience, who with skepticism, fire, and visionary power has subjected a divided civilization to scrutiny. She was the 11th woman and the oldest person ever to win the Nobel Prize in Literature. She's one of our great writers who chronicles the world of the African continent for the entire world. On this day passed away a man that most people do not know. James W.C. Pennington passed away on this day in 1870. Who was James Pennington? He was an abolitionist, an educator, and a historian. He was born enslaved here in Maryland on the Eastern Shore and escaped from slavery and changed his name to Pennington. He taught himself how to read and write and then read and write Greek and Latin by the time he was 30 years old. He was refused to be allowed to enter the Yale School of Divinity, but studied there anyway, and became this minister who fought against slavery and for the abolition of slavery, which became widely known throughout the country because of a book he wrote called A Textbook on the Origin and History of Colored People, which he argued against European claims of superiority and said that and showed the African origins of parts of Western civilization. He was a delegate to the World Peace Society in 1843 and called for the boycott of all enslaved products. He got an honorary doctorate degree from Heidelberg University in Germany, becoming the first African-American to win such an award. And he was president of the National Free Colored People's Convention on top of all that. An amazing human being we don't hear much about. And we close our day in history by saying happy birthday to the founder of the Black Panther Party, Bobby Seale, born on this day in 1936. And that's our day in history. For the rest of our day in history, please visit steinoshow.org.
Time but my love. By the gasworks wall, dream the dream. canal.